ISIS Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of A Place of Execution, written by Val McDermid, read by Paddy Glynn. You shall be taken to the place from whence you came, and thence to a place of lawful execution, and there you shall be hanged by the neck until you be dead, and afterwards your body shall be buried in a common grave within the precincts of the prison wherein you were last confined before your execution. And may the Lord have mercy on your soul. The formal death sentence of the English legal system. Le pendu, the hanged man. Divinatory meaning, the card suggests life in suspension, reversal of the mind and one's way of life, transition, abandonment, renunciation, the changing of life's forces, readjustment, regeneration, rebirth, improvement. Efforts and sacrifice may have to be undertaken to succeed towards a goal which may not be reached. Tarot cards for fun and fortune-telling. S.R. Kaplan. Book 1. Introduction. Like Alison Carter, I was born in Derbyshire in 1950. Like her, I grew up familiar with the limestone dales of the White Peak, no stranger to the winter blizzards that regularly cut us off from the rest of the country. It was in Buxton, after all, that snow once stopped play in a county cricket match in June. So when Alison Carter went missing in December 1963, it meant more to me and my classmates than it can have done to most other people. We knew villages like the one she'd grown up in. We knew the sort of things she'd have done every day. We suffered through similar classes and cloakroom arguments about which of the Fab Four was our favourite Beatle. We imagined we shared the same hopes, dreams and fears. Because of that, right from the word go, we all knew something terrible had happened to Alison Carter.